KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's 23 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet next hour in their boardroom at the courthouse here in Atlantic, and during that session, the board is expected to set the date for a public hearing on a maximum property tax asking. They're also expected to approve the appointment of a non-resident member to the Lewis Public Library Board of Trustees. Auditor Dale Sunderman says trustees are appointed by the mayor with approval of the City Council or County Board of Supervisors, and the board will act on the appointment of additional members to the Cass County Local Foods Policy Council. In other business, the supervisors of this morning will act to approve a Class C liquor license application for the Griswold Golf and Country Club and authorize a supervisor to sign a new 28E cost-sharing agreement to be a part of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services region. Oh, and the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors met Monday evening at Sunnyside Park in the park headquarters. Bryant Rasmussen, the Parks and Rec Director, said that the Atlantic Public Library has graciously provided 8 of their unused round plastic trash cans, which the Parks Department has painted blue and will use to collect cans and bottles at parks and sports venues.
But just to try and get people to recycle, specifically the deposits, and then just a little bit extra revenue for us. We use it as a motivational tool for our college kids because we say, you collect cans and we'll take you out for lunch. And so then they're, you know, digging through trash. It gets used a lot during the Slowfish softball games. And so we figured it was something nice if we could spill that over into our shelters. Specifically, Camlin's gets used a lot and Kitty Corral, so to make sure we have something there just to kind of promote more environmentally friendly stuff.
He said also the Parks and Rec Department is coordinating with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and some businesses to place walking maps in kiosks at the Schulberg Recreation Area, City Park, and Sunnyside Park, and those kiosks will be installed this spring. Rasmussen said they're coordinated also with the street department to address some of the high-need maintenance areas along the Bull Creek Pathway.
As things start to, you know, thaw and heat up, we'll start then moving into addressing at least one area there. We've worked with the fluvial geomorphologist with kind of a proper way that we can address it while looking at the full fluvial process from the moment it comes out of the culvert on the very south end, kind of working our way even through the school section. So that way we're not just fixing one section that's going to cause a host of issues downstream, trying to look at it as a whole.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa News, 7 people were arrested recently in Creston. Authorities say 30-year-old Ryan Neal of Orient and 31-year-old Merrill Beeman of Creston were arrested at McKinley Park in Creston a little after 8 p.m. on Monday. Both were taken into custody by Creston police with the assistance of the K-9 Jacks. Neal was charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released on a $1,300 bond. Beeman was charged with possession of a controlled substance second offense and later released on a $1,000 bond. Monday afternoon, 24-year-old Richard Langang of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. He was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI first offense. Langang was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Also, 36-year-old Savannah McKay of Creston was arrested at around 12:20 Monday morning at her residence. McVeigh was charged with domestic abuse assault, display or use of a weapon first offense. She was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Sunday afternoon, 69-year-old Richard Cunningham of Creston was arrested at a residence on a charge of theft and in the fifth degree and a trespass. He was cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear. Also on Friday evening, or Saturday evening, I should say, 40-year-old Aaron Reapy of Creston was arrested at his residence on a charge of domestic assault. He was released from the Union County Jail later on a $300 bond. And same time Saturday afternoon, 33-year-old Jessica Switlick of Creston was arrested for domestic assault. She was released from the Clark County Jail on a $300 bond. And on Monday morning, a resident in Creston reported that sometime between 5:30 p.m. on Sunday and 8 a.m. on Monday, someone had vandalized the car wash at 801 South Lincoln Street in Creston, causing a considerable amount of damage. A coin machine at the business and 2 control faceplates in the bays were damaged, causing an estimated $1,400 in damage. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Monday of 27-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak for domestic assault, second offense, causing bodily injury. Johnson was arrested at around 4 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports one arrest after responding to a report of a burglary in Elliott Monday. At around 1:10 p.m., deputies were called to the scene and arrested 35-year-old Corey Ross Smith of Elliott. Smith was charged with burglary in the third degree and held the Montgomery County Jail until being seen by a magistrate. An apartment building in Clarinda was struck by an SUV Friday night. The Clarinda Police Department said yesterday 39-year-old Matthew Kane Hollingsworth of Clarinda had been driving a Toyota Sequoia southbound on 20th Street when the vehicle left the road at the apex of a curve and continued south through the grounds of the Clarehaven Foster Manor at 402 Willow Street. The vehicle then traveled about another 60 feet before crashing into an apartment. The SUV came to rest with all four tires inside the bedroom of an apartment. That crash happened around 8:50 p.m. on Friday. Officers found Hollingsworth was sitting on the west side of the apartment, suffering from minor injuries. He was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center. Damage to the building was estimated at $50,000. The SUV sustained about $10,000 damage. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Monday said that there have been four arrests over the first week of the month. On February 7th, 38-year-old Karen Ann Hulbert of Audubon was arrested for violation of parole. On February 5th, 23-year-old Andrew Malloy was arrested in Audubon on two counts of driving under suspension and two counts of failure to provide proof of insurance. Malloy was arrested again this past Sunday on a warrant for failure to serve his time. On February 4th, 24-year-old Raybeth Horton of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse with a dangerous weapon. That same day, 32-year-old Jennifer Meese Cherry of Audubon was cited by Audubon police for allowing a dog to run at large. She was released at the scene, but at the same incident, 34-year-old Robert Taylor Glidden of Audubon was arrested for disorderly conduct. Glidden was cited and also released at the scene. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.